I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Gospel for today's Mass, our Lord compares himself to a shepherd, and his faithful to the sheep. Our Lord is obviously a good shepherd, one who truly cares for the well-being of his sheep. In the past, especially in our Lord's time, they didn't have fences, so the shepherds would have to take care of the flocks, leading them to the fields so that they could graze. And the shepherds would have to know their sheep fairly well, for several reasons. One, because there were perhaps other shepherds around with their flocks, so they would have to be able to distinguish the sheep if some of them went astray. Also, in the case if one of them got lost or ran off, the shepherd would know which one was missing. The better the shepherd was, the better they would know their sheep, and the better they would be able to take care of them. The shepherds would keep an eye on the sickly sheep. They would know how long their sheep needed to graze and those sorts of things. The shepherd would also protect them from wolves and other animals, also from thieves that might be trying to take or harm the sheep. If we think about our Lord as a shepherd, we see many similarities. First off, there are no fences for our souls, so we need a shepherd to guide and guard us in this life. Our Lord, the shepherd, guides us to the pasture of the church so that we may fill ourselves not with grass as sheep do, but with grace from the sacraments. Our Lord also protects us from dangers, from the dangers of this life, as a shepherd would protect his sheep from the wolves. But he also protects us from other shepherds, false ones, that is, and from their false teaching by the infallibility of his church. The laws of Christ's church are the shepherd's crook or staff, as it were, by which our Lord pulls us back if we are straying, so that we may stay with the flock. Or he uses this staff, the laws of the church, to ward off dangers from our soul, so that we may stay on the straight and narrow path. For those sheep, the people, who are sick, God gives special care and attention. Sometimes he gives them medicine, which is needed to cure them. And here we find another comparison with sheep. I don't know if you've ever seen someone trying to give medicine to animals. I've never seen it with sheep exactly, but I have seen it with other animals, horses, for example. And usually the way it's done is that you put the medicine in their mouth, and then you have to hold their mouth shut until they're forced to swallow. God sometimes has to do this with us as well. He gives us something he knows we need, some sort of suffering or humiliation, and how do we fight and resist him for it? We pray ever so fervently that this or that be removed, or try to get out of or avoid the circumstance he is giving us. But God knows what we need because he is the good shepherd. So often, he won't take away the suffering, hoping that we will realize at some point that it is for our good. Our Lord, then, is truly a good shepherd who takes care of us, and we are the sheep. I have not been around sheep very much, but my brother recently started raising sheep, and he was commenting to me the other day how much they are like people. It is truly a good analogy that our Lord used. Especially in their community aspect, sheep really need to be with other sheep. They can sometimes even get sick if they are separated, and they generally act the same as the other sheep they are with. My brother was telling me that he recently got two new sheep, and he kept them separated from the rest for a little while because they were not behaving well. They were very mean, kept trying to get out of the fence, and didn't eat very much. My brother eventually put one of his own sheep, an older sheep, in the pen with them, and they immediately changed their attitude. They were completely calm and submissive. This is sometimes how it is with us as well. Sometimes all it takes is one person doing the right thing to change the actions of many others. There have even been studies done to see how people act when they see just one other person doing what is right. The chances of someone refusing to do evil are much greater when they see one person doing the right thing. But this can also go the other way as well. One person doing something wrong can influence many others to do the wrong thing. Again, we have an example from sheep. When one sheep takes off running the wrong direction, sometimes many of the other ones, if not the whole flock, will follow. There are also stories from farmers who they would tie a rope across the opening to the barn, and then when they let their sheep out, the first few would jump over the rope, but then they would take the rope away, and all of the other ones that were following would still jump as if there was a rope there, even though there was nothing there to jump over. Unfortunately, sometimes it seems that people do the same thing. We see someone doing something that we don't think is right, but we do it anyway just because someone else did. From all of this, we see that the analogy our Lord made in the Gospel today, that he is the shepherd and we are the sheep, is a perfect analogy. We need to focus on following our Lord, following his commandments, and trying to obey his will. Sheep easily follow other sheep. They follow people and can even be led by dogs. We too can easily be led astray by others or by the enjoyments of this world if we are not closely paying attention to the commandments of our Lord. Another reason we should pay attention and strive to do what is right is because we never know when we might be the head sheep. That is, if we never know when others might be following us in our actions. Thus, if we are not acting the way we should, we could be leading many others astray with us. And on the other hand, maybe we are the one who needs to stand out a little bit, perhaps, to do what is right so that many others will do the right thing as well. Follow our Lord. He is the Good Shepherd. He has laid down his life for us once already. He will not lead us astray, nor let us lead others astray, if we place our trust in him and strive to obey his commandments. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.